Patient name, Justin, J-U-S-T-I-N, Geraci, G-E-R-A-C-E. Provider name, Kareen Castrol, C-A-R-R-E-E-N, C-A-S-T-R-O-L-L. Date of service, 1-17-2024. Billing code 99025. The patient is a 37-year-old who presents for treatment with history of bipolar illness and obsessive-compulsive disorder. He reports that he has had obsessive-compulsive disorder since childhood. The onset of his bipolar disorder was in his early 30s. The patient reports that he recently moved from Cleveland, Ohio. He has been on Long Island for 5 months. He just got new insurance and is seeking a provider. All of his psychiatric medications were filled prior to his leaving, so he has not been without medication. The patient reports a history of bipolar illness with frequent manic episodes. He has rarely, if ever, been depressed. His most recent manic episode was in the summer of 2023 when he purchased 3 cars and ended up having to return them for lack of money. The patient reports obsessive-compulsive rituals of checking doors and checking the locks on his car. It used to be so bad that it caused him to be late to work. Currently, it is under control. He only has to check it several times and then is able to leave it alone. However, everything has to be done in sixes, where he checks something 6 times, turns around, rechecks the other side 6 times, and then he is able to proceed to work. The patient has had panic attacks. He reports that he takes Klonopin about 2 times a week for these. He has never had any psychiatric inpatient hospitalizations. He has no suicidal or violent behaviors, past or presently. He has no history of psychological trauma. The patient is able to dismiss any intrusive thoughts as absurd. Sometimes he feels that he should jump up and yell during a meeting, but as mentioned, he's able to dismiss these as obsessive and intrusive thoughts. He currently denies depressed mood. He reports that he is euthymic. When he gets to panic attacks, he develops pains in his chest, shortness of breath, and has to lie down. The patient has experienced years of insomnia. He had a sleep study, one of which was positive, the other negative. He is randomly able to sleep. He used to take Belsomra. He has done light therapy to help his get his circadian rhythm back in order. He does not have a worsening of mood in the winter. His appetite is good. His weight has been stable. His concentration is intact. He has no feelings of worthlessness or guilt. Family history: mother and maternal grandfather suffer from bipolar disorder and depression. There is family history of alcoholism in the extended family on the maternal side. Substance use. The patient quit drinking 6.5 years ago by going to AA. He doesn't go any longer. He denies cravings to drink. He vapes nicotine on a daily basis, no marijuana use, no illicit drug use. He did use marijuana in high school. Medical, the patient is allergic to Augmentin. The reaction is unknown. However, he knows that he's had an allergic reaction by history. The patient's current medical history is unremarkable. At 6 years old, he developed an upper respiratory infection. His lungs collapsed, and he was placed in a medically induced coma. Surgical history is unremarkable. Current medications include aripiprazole, 30 milligrams, POQAM, Lamictal, 150 milligrams, POQAM, memantine, 10 milligrams, POQAM, was added over the summer when he developed a manic episode. It is being used off-label to treat his mania. The patient is also on oxcarbamazepine, 600 milligrams AMNHS, sertraline 100 milligrams AMNHS, and clonopin 1 milligram PO once daily PRN for panic attacks. Developmental history is unremarkable.